All right, back here on Wildcat Insider, we'll hear from Alex Barnes in just a moment. I wanted to throw this out there as a question we got on Twitter from Evan that I thought was pretty good. He asked, does hiring Gene Taylor make it more or less likely that the next K-State football coach is from the Snyder tree? He puts in parentheses Levitt Venables. Obviously, those are two that a lot of people think about. I mean, my quick answer would be I honestly don't know. When he was asked about making hires, you heard in the interview earlier, I mean, he's pretty open to anything. He's pretty flexible with the situation and the candidate. He doesn't have a strict set of guidelines, so I don't think we really know. I would imagine he'd be pretty all-encompassing when it comes to taking ideas on that.
I think the only thing that we really know, and it is a great question, isn't it? From my perspective, it is. But I think the only thing we really know from just today is he's going to look for what he sees as the best fit. Does that fit mean somebody like Jim Levitt, as an example, who has been here and coached here and understands, you know, the landscape and how things are done or how they've been done for the last 25 years? Maybe so. But we won't know. I don't know if, in all honesty, I'm like President Myers. I'm like, Mr. Taylor, I hope this day is out a ways yet.
Yes.
You know, but at some point, I think you look at the whole landscape. You're doing a misservice if you don't, from my perspective, because I just think this job has a lot to offer for the right fit, right person. And don't narrow the scope of it that way. That's just my feeling. Not everybody's going to agree with what I think and say, but that's what I would say from what we saw today.
Well, the other thing I would throw in real quick is I think a lot of people, logically, their mind starts to go to Craig Bohl then, who's at Wyoming. I think he's 57, 58.
Yeah.
So he is getting up there in age, and he has turned Wyoming around. They've been a good program. But what I took from his answer today is you're not going to be able to say, all right, well, he knows Craig Bohl, so that's obviously going to be the next guy. No, I don't think that's how he is going to operate.
I don't either. I just do not see it that way. I believe, again, like I said before, he will think that there is somebody that will be the right fit here, and it will meet criteria one through however many it is, and that will be the person. We just don't know today who that will be.
Well, I want to squeeze in Alex Barnes here really quick. K-State running back seems poised for a breakout season this year, and we'll get a chance to see him at the spring game, but he had some injury issues at the end of last year. That is not an issue anymore.
I mean, I'm perfectly healthy, so there's absolutely nothing wrong with me. Mentally, I know the game better. I've studied a lot of film this offseason. I've studied a lot of opponent film, too, and NFL film. Get to see how some of the best backs in the game do it. Just setting up blocks, reading schemes, stuff like that. So, yeah, I'm just more mature as a football player.
Who are a couple of NFL guys that you especially enjoy studying?
I watched a lot of David Johnson film. He had a pretty big year at the Cardinals, both in the passing game and in the running game. So it was good to see how he's able to split out wide to kind of take advantage of those one-on-one matchups. And watch some Le'Veon Bell. He does the same thing. And a little bit of Zeke.
I mean, we're going to start seeing that, like, little hesitation thing that Le'Veon Bell does all the time, a little hop step.
Maybe not to that extent. I'm not sure if that's necessarily my running style, but it's kind of interesting to see how he does that and really sets up his blocks well. So, I mean, probably not from me, but it's something that's pretty cool to watch.
Jesse Ertz, he kind of does that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Jesse's really patient back there.
You got a good as stiff arm as Jesse Ertz?
We'll see. I don't know. I haven't really gotten it out there yet, but we'll see.
What was that like for you last year to write one? You're really starting to build momentum to have to sit out those last two games.
It was tough. It was really frustrating, but I've had a lot of people support me and kind of talk to me about it. I've been able to express those frustrations, and I've really come to terms with it. Just, you know, got to forget about it, move on, and just get ready for next season.
How eager have you been to get back out there and hit some people this fall?
Pretty eager. That first practice, I got a little too antsy and hit a couple people. Maybe I probably shouldn't have, but that's football for you.
Who were the unlucky recipients?
I can't talk about that.
Think somebody will ever tackle you for a loss?
I mean, eventually it'll happen, yeah. But I'll do everything in my power to minimize the loss. I mean,
were you aware of that during the season, that like you didn't have a carry for a loss? How much pride do you take in that type of thing?
I mean, I kind of consider myself a north-south runner, so I try to maximize every play as quickly as I can. And I think my mom kind of mentioned it about, I think, after the Oklahoma State game that somebody had said that. But other than that, I didn't really pay attention to it.
When you did get hurt late at the KU game or whatever it was late in the year, I mean, were you anticipating it knocking you out at that point in time? Did you think it was going to go on the way that it did?
No, it was just one of those things that lingered longer than it should have. And that's part of the frustration, too, is that I felt physically ready to play, but it was a kind of risk-reward thing, so just elected not to.
Were there any, when you look at the film, like at that play, was there something you could have done differently? Were there lessons to be learned just with the way that ended up?
I was just a little too conscious of the people behind me and kind of tailing me. I wasn't really looking far ahead enough, and he just kind of snuck up on me. I didn't get my shoulders down quick enough. And, I mean, it's one of those things. I also could have probably just stepped out of bounds and took the 20-yard gain, but... again, that's my style. I'm a north-south physical runner, so I'm going to take shots like that, and it's just about bouncing back.
So it was a concussion that lingered with you?
Nah, it was a neck injury. It kind of stuck a little longer than what it should have.
Okay. Was there a chance you could have played in the bowl? Or
No, the bowl was a completely separate incident. It was a different injury. I was recovered from the neck.
Was there a moment for you where you kind of turned the corner and really – got that belief in yourself? One play, one game?
The Oklahoma State game, whenever I was the lead blocker and I cut their safety, number 31, that's when it really clicked for me. Like, I'm physically prepared for this. I'm ready mentally. I know what I'm doing. So it's just about everything coming together.
Where's, I guess, the evolution going to come for you this year? Where are you trying to take strides the most?
Just passing schemes, whether it be pass protection or leaking out and catching screens and little flare routes. Just really expanding my repertoire as a running back in the passing game.
What was your reaction when you heard Coach had throat cancer?
We'd all been kind of realizing that something was up because he wasn't really at workouts like he usually was. He's usually one of the first people you see as you walk in, and he'd been kind of absent for a little bit. And yeah, he announced to us that he did have throat cancer, and it was tough for all of us to take. But we know that Coach Snyder, he's a tough man. Is this religious man too, so we know that he's going to be able to get through it no matter what, and we have that faith in him and the support that he's gotten from the entire K-State community. It's been really great, and he appreciates it, and so do we.
Has he been at full strength through fall practice? I mean, spring practice?
He's been present. Yeah, he's been there. I mean, still has his little tape recorder thing that he takes his notes into, just walking around. So yeah, he's been present.
But, when he's walking around like that, do you know, like, when you messed up and you see him talking to the tape recorder?
Yeah, he'll kind of give you the cold shoulder and he'll mutter something. And he might just kind of pace back and forth, but then, yeah, he'll let you know what you did.
Has it been much different with Colin now as one of the offensive coaches and Dell leaving? How much has that really changed things for you guys?
How do I answer that one? It's been really good for us. I know the quarterbacks are excited to work with Colin Klein. I mean, he's the definition of a Kansas State quarterback, and so just really seeing that mold. He's somebody who knows how to get it done at this level. So really being able to learn from him has been beneficial for all of them.
He's the one who helped recruit you, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
There were some rumors that you might have been considering a transfer at some point this offseason. Was that ever on the table?
Yeah, that was completely unwarranted. I don't know where that came from. I remember I got a call from my mom saying, "What's this about?" And I hadn't heard anything about it. That was actually the first time I'd heard about it. So yeah. I don't know. I guess it was some forum or something on – I don't even know. Some website said that, but it's not true.
All right. Well, there is Alex Barnes there at the end addressing the transfer rumors. But really appreciate everything he had to say. He's fun to talk with, and
I think
we're going to have a lot of fun watching him and talking with him for a while.
Well spoken. Certainly had a big year a year ago, expecting more this time around. I think we're all excited for old number 34. He's a pretty good football player, isn't he?
We'll wrap up Wildcat Insider, set up the week when we come back.